This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. The Oscars are Sunday. You will note that they include a prize for animated shorts, but nothing explicitly for animals. What about poor Lassie? Woof! What about the black stallion? Well, the cable channel Animal Planet does think of them. It has a new documentary, The 50 Greatest Movie Animals, A Century of Cinema History. Andrew Wallenstein covers television for The Hollywood Reporter and reviews TV for Day to Day.
The lead actors in a movie nominated for Best Picture can often count on getting nominated themselves. But no such luck for Seabiscuit, the title character in this year's critically acclaimed horse racing film. The same was true for Black Beauty, The Black Stallion, and My Friend Flicka, just a few of the overlooked stars Animal Planet remembers in its tribute.
Trigger, say hello to the boys and girls, will you?
50 Greatest Movie Animals covers a cast of creatures that could fill Noah's Ark. But it's those who bark that dominate the list, from number 50, Frank the Pug from Men in Black, to Lassie, Benji, Toto, and Old Yeller. They're all in the top 10 along with Beethoven, who somehow ranked ahead of Rin Tin Tin. Now come on, Beethoven chewed the scenery, not to mention the upholstery, and anything else he could sink his teeth into. Rin Tin Tin, now there was a class act.
He began in silent pictures as a supporting player, but in 1922, Warner Brothers signed the handsome German Shepherd to his first starring role.
As with any pop culture list, the fun comes in guessing the order. Animal Planet doesn't make it easy because its definition of animal is a bit broad. After all, number 8, King Kong, and number 5, Jaws, were actually machines. So was number 20, the T-Rex from Jurassic Park. But it's good to know extinction isn't a disqualifier. And what would a list of movie stars be without a glaring omission? That would be the Robert De Niro of the Kennel Set, the Hound from Hell in the 1983 horror film Cujo. Sure, he isn't as cuddly as Benji, but can you honestly say Beethoven was better? Then again, this kind of debate is exactly the point of 50 Greatest Movie Animals. But if you don't agree with Animal Planet's top dog, don't go foaming at the mouth.
Andrew Wallenstein covers television for The Hollywood Reporter and does reviews for Day to Day. The 50 Greatest Movie Animals premieres this Saturday at 8 o'clock on the cable channel Animal Planet.